Now here we're going to enjoy part of the excellent movie Shakespeare in Love. 好，那么今天我们要欣赏一部非常优秀的影片的一个片段了，就是 Shakespeare in Love， 莎翁情史。那么呢，我们在这一段里面给大家节选的就是当时还是戏剧作家的这个 Shakespeare， 他向这个修道士倾诉着自己啊文思干涸的这样的一种烦恼。And please enjoy yourselves.
Words, words, words.Once I had the gift. I can make love out of words as a potter makes cups of clay. Love that overthrows empires. Love that binds two hearts together come hell, fire, and brimstone. For sixpence a line, I could cause a riot in a nunnery. But now...
Don't yet you tell me you lie with women. Black Sue, Fat Phoebe, Rosaline, Burbage's Sempstress, Aphrodite, who does it behind
the door? Yes, now and again, what of it?I have lost my gift.
I am here to help you. Tell me, in your own words.
It's as if my quill is broken. As if the organ of my imagination has dried up. As if the proud tower of my genius has collapsed.
Now let's come from the very beginning again. 好，我们要从刚才那个节选的片段的开头再来重新看一遍。
Words, words, words. Once I had the gift. I can make love out of words as a potter makes cups of clay. Love that overthrows empires. Love that binds two hearts together come hell, fire, and brimstone.
Words, words, words. Once I had a gift.I could make love out of words as a potter makes cups of clay. Love that overthrows empires. Love that binds two hearts together. Come hell, fire, and brimstone. 这个莎士比亚当时是比较烦恼的，因为他觉得自己文字已经干涸了。然后他说 ,words, words, words, 啊，我的文字啊，文字，文字啊，是我曾经拥有的天赋。那我们叫 gift, 有天赋的意思。接下来呢，他还自己做了一个比喻，他说 ,I could make love out of words. 以前呢，我描写爱，我可以用语言啊，巨大的这个有力的武器，语言去描写爱。接下来他做了一个比喻，就像什么一样呢 ?As a potter makes cups of clay, 正如陶匠用粘土做杯子一样的自如 ,love that overthrow empires, 那么爱呢能够击败国王，其实在这里面这个 empire 我们就把它理解成强权吧，爱能击败强权 ,love that binds two hearts together, 爱能够使两颗心相连，同样爱呢还能 come hell, fire and brimstone,Hell 本来是指地狱，引申为厄运，在这里面是说爱也能带来厄运。那么 fire 是指火焰，引申为热烈的爱情，在这里面指的就是烈焰。Brimstone 本来指的是火石，引申含义也是危险、危机。言下之意就是说，爱情随之而来的是有好事，可能也有坏事。
For sixpence a line, I could cause a riot in a nunnery. But now,
and yet you tell me you lie with women.Black Sue, Fat Phoebe, Rosaline, Burbage's Sempstress, Aphrodite, who does it behind
the door? Yes, now and again, what of it? I have lost my gift.
For sixpence a line, I could cause a riot in a nunnery, but now...然后莎士比亚接着说，我六便士卖一句的诗，这个诗行啊，可以让女修道院里面发生一场骚乱啊。这个 nunnery 是女修道院的意思。而 riot 本来是指动乱啊，在这里面是指骚乱了。修道院本来是一个静心养性的地方，那么在修道院里面引起骚乱，意思是说，他写下的这个诗句呢，能在哪怕最冰冷寂寞的心里面，可能也能激发起啊，燃起人的这种激情。接下来呢，就是修道院里面那个修道士了。这个修道士啊，叫做 friar， friar， 特别是指那种行乞的修道士啊。And yet you tell me you lie with women, Black Sue, Fat Phoebe, Rosaline, Burbage's Sempstress, Aphrodite, who does it behind? Okay. 然后这个修道士就说：“可是你告诉我啊，你和女人上过床啊。这个 lie with women 意思是上床的意思。”他说 Black Sue 啊，那个黑人，我们显然知道他用这样的称呼就说明那个女人她叫 Sue， 不过她是黑人啊，我们说黑妹苏啊，这个 Fat Phoebe 还有这个胖女人 Phoebe Roslyn 然后呢这个 Seamstress 是女裁缝的意思啊 Seamstress 以及啊，这个 Bobby Gates 她的女裁缝啊这个女裁缝是谁呢就是 Aphrodite 啊 Aphrodite Who does it behind 这个人背地里怎么怎么着啊这个 does it behind 是背地里的意思然后 Shakespeare 打断他说 Yes Done again What of it I have lost my gift Done again 在这里面就是说又倒运了这是时运不济啊那么 done 其实就是 going down 意思是不走运开始走下坡路了 What of it 那又怎么的、I have lost my gift 我现在已经没了这个才思了没有天赋了嗯哼
I'm here to help you. Tell me, in your own words.
It's as if my quill is broken. As if the organ of my imagination has dried up. As if the proud tower of my genius has collapsed.
Fry said, 这个希腊式继续说 I'm here to help you. Tell me in your own words. 不过我可以帮助你用你自己的话来告诉我吧。Shakespeare said, It's as if my quill is broken. As if the organ of my imagination is dried up. As if the proud tower of my genius has collapsed. 我们说莎士比亚不愧是文豪啊出口即成章啊。他用了三个比喻他说It's as if my quill is broken. Quill 是指鹅毛笔，鸟类身上那个长长的毛啊，就叫做 quill。那么在这里是指它的鹅毛笔啊。那么当时的人写字的时候，还是在用这个鹅毛笔。莎士比亚说，就像是我的鹅毛笔给折断了。As if the organ of my imagination is dried up， 好像我所有的想象力都干涸了。Organ 呢是指器官的意思，在这里面我们不要把它翻成字面的含义了。那么这个 dry up 是干涸和枯竭。那么在口语的表达当中呢也可以指停止谈话那你比方说 Jenny can't take the stairs and she finally dries up 是 Jenny 无法忍受那么多人的目光终于还是闭上了嘴、恐怕她说的太多了大家都在看她、OK 那么她的第三个比喻啊，她说 As if the proud tower of my genius has collapsed 好像我那骄傲的才气之塔已经轰然倒塌了非常精彩的一段话 OK